Chazar Zichin Nishabuches L'Shvagim Rav Yehuda Masechet Tainis Daf Ches. Rish Lakish said, based on a pasuk, if you see a student who is having a very difficult time with his learning, it's because he does not have the Mishnayos properly organized in his mind. He should therefore spend more time learning the Mishnayos before he learns further. It would have been much better had he learned the Mishnayos properly to begin with. Rish Lakish would actually learn Zakhti Gemara the Mishnayos 40 times, corresponding to the 40 days of that the Torah was given before learning the Gemara by Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Adar Rahava would learn the Mishnayos 24 times, corresponding to the Chav Dalet Sifrei Tanakh, before learning the Gemara from Rava. Zakhti Gemara Rava said, based on a pasuk, if you see a student who is having a very difficult time with his learning, it's because his Rebbe is not showing him a good face, meaning likely because he did not act properly to the Rebbe. What he should do is he should have friends intercede on his behalf with the Rebbe to try and change that. It would have been much better if he would have acted properly to begin with. Dr. Marav Ami said, based on the pasuk, if there's a generation where rain and dew is being withheld, it's because people are not davening properly. They should go to someone who does know how to daven properly and ask him to daven for them. If this person's tefillah is not answered, they should go to the most the pious people of the generation and ask them to daven for them. If his tefillah is not, if their tefillah is answered, and this causes him to become a Baal Gaiva, that brings Hashem's anger onto the world. Rava said, based on this pasuk, if two Talmid Chacham of the same city are not pleasant to each other regarding halacha, they bring Hashem's anger, chas v'shalom, onto themselves. Zok the Gemara Rish Lakish said, based on a pasuk, at the end of time, all the animals would go to the snake and say, we all benefit when we bite because we eat our kill. You do not do so. So why do you bite and kill? The snake will answer, what benefit does a person who speaks Lashon Hara have, and yet he speaks it? Rav Ami said, based on a pasuk, a person's tefillah is not answered unless he places his soul into his hands, meaning it has to be done very sincerely. V'yak Gemara Shmuel once dashed that Hashem even accepts insincere tefillahs. Gemara says, this is only when a tefillah is said b'tzibur. Rav Ami said, based on a pasuk, rain only comes for the sake of the people who are honest in business. Rav Ami said, we see how great trust in Hashem is from the story of the well and the weasel. A boy and a girl promised to marry and said that a passing weasel and a well should act as a witness to this promise. The boy ended up marrying someone else. He had one child, Nebuch, died from a weasel bite, and one Nebuch died from falling into a well. If trust in these objects can go so far, how much more so is, should it be our trust in Hashem? Rabbi Yochanan said, based on a pasuk, if one betters himself, he is dealt with more strictly in heaven so as to cleanse himself of any averus. Rav Shmuel Levi said, based on a pasuk, if one happily accepts Yisurim, he brings salvation to the world. Rish Lakish explained, the word of V'otzar es Hashemayim, V'otzar refers to a situation where the sky has clouds with rain, but the rain does not come out. It's like a woman who is pregnant but cannot give birth. We find the terms of Otzar, Leida, and Pekida used by Psukim in reference to rain and in reference to women. Marcel the Bryce is based on a pasuk, says, there's a box in heaven that's filled with water, which is where rain comes from. Zok the Gemara. Shmuel Nachmani said, based on a pasuk, Hashem decreed rains to come down in a destructive manner, but tshuva is then done. He makes the rain go out to the mountains where it will not harm anybody. If he decreed that the rain will fall with chesed, it falls nicely onto the fields. Also, if Hashem decreed rain to come down in a destructive manner, but tshuva was then done, he makes the rain go out for the trees, which need the strong rain. If he decrees that it should go out for his land, it comes down nice for the seeds in the field. If he decrees that the rain should come down with chesed, it comes down in a way that will fill the wells and water storage holes. In the days of Rav Shmuel and Achmeini, there was once a hunger and a deadly plague. The people said, we can't daven for both things at the same time, like we'll see soon. So he says, let's daven for the plague to stop and bear the suffering of the hunger. Shmuel and Achmeini said, no, let's daven that Hashem should provide food, because he won't provide food for dead people. So in that way, he'll have to help us from the plague as well. How do we know we can't daven for two things at the same time? Because the pasuk says, the pasuk Navi says, we daven to Hashem for this. This suggests that there was something else to daven for as well, but they only daven for that one thing. Gemara says, in the days of Rav Zeir, the government decreed against keeping religion and decreed against fasting. Rav Zeir said, let us accept the fast upon ourselves, that we will fast after the decree is overturned. We see this is effective from the pasuk where the Malach told Daniel that his fasts were already accepted when he already accepted the fast upon himself. It was already considered to be as if he fasted. Rav Yitzchak said, even in years of terrible drought, rain on Friday is a bad sign from heaven because it totally disrupts people's busy day of preparation. Amir said, if the rain wasn't so necessary, I would daven that it never come because it disrupts people's ability to get around and take care of things that have to be done. Rabbi Yitzchak said, based on a pasuk, sunshine on Shabbos is a kindness for the poor people. Rabbi Yitzchak said, based on a pasuk, a day of rain is so great that even money in the pocket, things that don't need rain, still get a bracha. Rabbi Yitzchak said, based on a pasuk, bracha is only found on items that are covered from the eyes. Meaning it's not yet counted. A Braisa taught in Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva said this as well. A Braisa said, when someone enters his silo to measure his produce, he should say a tefillah asking Hashem to give bracha into the grain to increase it. Once it's already measured, he should only give thanks to Hashem for having given bracha. If one davens for bracha at that point after it's been counted, after it's been measured, it's a pointless tefillah because bracha is only found in unmeasured items. Rabbi Yochanan said, Based on a pasuk, the day of rain is as great as the day of the end of Galus. Rabbi Yechon said, based on a pasuk, the day of rain is so great since even the army stopped their movement on such a day. Rabbi Yechon said, based on a pasuk, rain is only withheld because of people who publicly promise to give tzedakah and don't redeem their pledge. Rabbi Yechon said, the pasuk says, asa tiasa, this means give meiser, and through that you'll become wealthy. Rish Lakish's son asked his uncle Rabbi Yechon, how do we know this is so? He told him, go ahead and test it, and you'll see it's true. The boy said, I learned from a pasuk that you're not supposed to test Hashem. Rabbi Yechon said, this is the one exception where one's allowed to do so, as Rabbi Shaya said, based on a pasuk, Hashem says, go ahead and test me, and I'll give you bracha ad bali dai. What does it mean, ad bali dai? Rabbi Muhammad ibn Rabbal said, it means Hashem will give you so much that your lips will be tired from saying, we have enough. The boy then told Rabbi Yechonon, if I would have learned that pasuk used by Rabbi Shaya to teach us, I would not have needed you or your Rabbi, Rabbi Shaya. Another time, this boy answered a question that Rabbi Yechonon had regarding a pasuk. Rabbi Yechonon lifted his eyes to look at him. The boy's mother, who was Rabbi Yechonon's sister, came and took the boy away, and he said, get away, so he does not do to you like he did to your father. Rabbi Yechonon once looked at Rish Lakish when he was upset at him, and thereby Nebuch caused him to die.